There you go, 8:13, kind of a backwards glance to last night. Celtic Woman was in town, and, you know, they're just, they sound just like the CD. I mean, it's a spectacular show. What was really neat was that they had a 45-piece orchestra here. So, and that doesn't happen much anymore because just the expense involved in having a live orchestra. But what it did is it added to the lushness and the production of the show. And what was cool is that the orchestra, in fact, is not the one that travels with Celtic Woman. It was basically local people. There were a lot of members of the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra in there, from Austin, from Round Rock, from surrounding areas who were part of that orchestra last night. But being able to have 45 live instruments on stage really, really helped with the show. It made it a tremendous show. And I'd recommend it. The other thing that's kind of cool is, you know, a few nights ago they were in Tucson, and I think tomorrow they're in Atlanta, and they were in little old College Station, Texas last night. So Opus is a neat deal.
Yes, it is.
It's a real quality of life kind of thing, I think. And to be able to take your kiddos to see somebody who, you know, maybe they've seen on television or listened to CDs or DVDs, seen DVDs for years, and have them right here in College Station is kind of fun. And that made me think back because they sang the Christmas song, okay, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire thing. And it made me hearken back to years ago, I want to say 25 years ago, when Mel Torme was on that very same stage and sang it. And, you know,
wow.
Mel Torme in College Station, Texas.
The Velvet Fog.
Yeah, that's right. It was pretty cool. So anyway, that's a real quality of life thing. And if you enjoy that kind of stuff, it's neat that they bring it here to College Station, Bryan and College Station. And people come from all over, you know, to enjoy this. Okay, Kat saw this and thought of you.
Oh, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, I think it's the perfect gift for the style-minded, crazy cat person in your life.
Oh, no.
It's a high-end boutique in New York City that will dress you and your cat in matching designer duds.
I'm sure the cats are blessed by that.
Now, I don't, you know, dogs generally don't like to be dressed. I mean, we got a couple
cats
of dogs.
Cats will scratch your eyes out.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Do we know of any cats who really like to be, because dogs will put up with it. I mean, they'll tuck their tail and they'll look pitiful, and, you know, some of them do like it, but the vast majority don't. And I'm guessing 99% of cats don't like to be dressed because we don't see that very often, right? Puss in Boots is the only one, and hey, he got paid to, right? So, but anyway, there's this, you can get these duds. The company is called United Bamboo. They sell a collection of mini cat clothes inspired by the brand's ready-to-wear women's wear line. The kitty outfits are called Cat Club. Daily Mail says it contains 33 custom-made looks for your cat, including a raccoon fur-lined parka. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I could just see a cat wanting to put a fur-lined parka on.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, by the way, it does cost. The outfits could run as high as $1,000 a piece.
Oh, my goodness.
Those are people who have more money than they have sense.
Yes.
I wish I was one of those people.
You'd be willing to give it a try.
I could be rich and stupid.
Okay,
I could go for that.
There you go. Okay, now, if you're looking for something to talk about during Christmas dinner, look no further than the twee in your living room. That's right. The jeans of the lavishly decorated Douglas fir twee are very old. Very old. New research has revealed that the genome of the conifers, which includes spruces and pines and firs, has hardly changed since the dinosaurs walked the earth. Pretty much they got a good system and they stuck with it. Conifers and flowering plants diverged from common ancestry about 300 million years ago. And there are 400,000 different types of these flowering plants out there. But there's just 600 kinds of conifers. And what they've got is apparently some kind of a plumbing system that's really good. They have little parallel pipes that are single-celled wide, and that's what carries the water up the trunk and out to the leaves. Tracheas is what they're called. And they have 10 times as many of these little pipes as do flowering plants. That's the reason.
And we just got the one.
Yeah, that they're so healthy. Yeah, we just got that little one.
I have a question. Have you ever noticed that the dinosaurs died out right after flowering plants appeared on planet Earth?
No, I hadn't thought about that. Do you think it was allergies?
I don't know.
Oh.
Maybe.
Did pollen kill the dinosaurs?
Yeah.
What do you think? We'll have a focus group.
Happen.
Yeah, we'll have a focus group on that. Well, your allergist will tell you sometimes that can can be bad. Hey, looks like all those BlackBerry fanatics out there, and you know who you are, who haven't been able to pry their cell phones out of their cold, dead hands. No.
Oh, my goodness. No.
Thank you, Mr. Heston.
Thank you. Yeah. Or try another brand. Well, the latest and greatest BlackBerry from Research in Motion, it says it could happen, like in a month maybe. RIM is reportedly going to roll out at least one, maybe two new smartphones that will unveil the latest operating system for the BlackBerry 10. That could happen on Wednesday, January the 30th. That's what they're telling us. CNET says one of the new phones is expected to be a full touchscreen device, while the other may be like its Bold line of devices. And if you have a BlackBerry, then you know what Bold means. The problem is you probably have to get up on some sort of a blog to be able to talk to somebody else who has a BlackBerry. But I can remember, one of the first people that I saw BlackBerry was Public Information Officer Jay Sokol.
Yeah, me too.
And I think that was when he was at the City of Bryan that he had that. And
mildly addicted to it.
Yeah, I think he called it his CrackBerry, as a matter of fact, yep, at the time. But, yeah, they're people who believed in them. It's just like so many other things, technology moves on. And
they didn't.
Different things happening. So now for black women in particular, having a good hair day is a big deal, so much so that nearly 40% of that group admit they avoid exercise because they don't want to mess up their hair.
Have you ever heard of sleeping sitting up in a chair so your hair's not messed up?
No. Now, God, I just wish I could use an excuse like I don't want to mess up my hair to not exercise, though. That's what I mean, they got going on for them right there.
I'm even worse off than you, buddy.
Yeah. The Journal Activities of Archives of Dermatology. Activities.
I like activities
scrub
better.
Scrub your face. Right. Anyway, the Archives of Dermatology report on a small study of 103 black women surveyed outside a waiting room for an academic dermatology department. The women, between the ages of 21 and 60, ask 40 questions about their exercise frequency and reasons for working out or avoiding it. 39 of the women, and again, they did 103 of them, 39 of the women reported they avoided exercise at times because of their hair. All the respondents said they were concerned that exercise would cause them to sweat, okay? And as a result, the sweat could ruin their hairstyle. More than half the women surveyed exercise less than 75 minutes per week, and about 20% of them met the minimum exercise requirements, which is more than a quarter of them who reported no exercise at all. So there you go. I can't exercise because it'll mess up my hair. I like that.
It's a legitimate concern.
Is it? Okay. Did you used to?
It is now for Scott.
Yeah, that's right. Did you used to sleep sitting up, Kat? Is that what you were trying to tell us?
Oh, no. I've heard of sleeping sitting up. I've never done that for the preservation of my hair.
Okay.
But I have, I've considered, well, my hair is going to get sweaty and stringy if I exercise, so I better not exercise.
Better not
today.
Do that, yeah. Yeah. You could just put a rubber cap on over your head. And
good.
That. Yeah, that'd
because
work.
That won't make your hair
uh-huh,
greasy.
Extra nice. All right, so if you're looking for a way to ward off the inevitable holiday weight gain, because you will, you might want to check out Diets in Review's analysis of the top weight loss methods for 2012. Analyzing web traffic, the company followed hundreds of diet trends over the course of the year, and they have compiled their list of the most trafficked diet websites, okay?
Okay.
And again, because we never do 10, and they put 25 on there, but we're sure not going to do that. Number 7, Sensa. Sensa, that's a little shake-on stuff, okay?
Right.
Number 6, Nutrisystem. Number 5, the Pink Method. I don't know what that means.
I don't either, and I'm a girl, so
okay.
I can't help you.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the singer. Maybe she's got a method.
Maybe so.
Number 4 is HCG diet. Again, I have no idea.
Human growth hormone.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lots of people. That's been pretty popular in the last year or
okay.
so.
Okay, I understand. Number 3, Metafast. Number 2, the 17-day diet. And number 1 is WW, Weight Watchers. There you go. That's according to Diets in Review. Those would be your, they've reviewed them, and those are the most popular ones. Okay, University of Chicago has figured out the mysterious Indiana Jones package that arrived in its mailroom the other day.
This is fascinating to me.
It really is. Several days ago, the university announced it had gotten a replica of the journal from the film Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Wow!
And it was addressed to Henry Walter Jones Jr. That was the given name of Indiana Jones.
Wow.
Yeah, well, the craftsmanship of the journal, lots of maps and old photographs and all that, very impressive. A spokesperson for the school's admissions office said it contained photos of Harrison Ford during the filming of the movie. The school found out the journal was the work of a man from Guam, the school described as a prop replicator.
Wow.
That's what he does. I don't know how you make a living doing that, but
yeah,
still.
Yeah, I don't either.
Especially if you live in Guam. He makes these prop journal replicas, and then he sells them to people all over the world for somewhere in the neighborhood of about $200. Got to do a few of those, I would think. And I haven't seen it. But
that's a lot of work for just $200.
Right, have to be very labor-intensive. The item is now on its way to its new owner in Italy, along with a little extra street cred. The guy in Guam just received a letter from the Honolulu Post Office notifying him that the package contents had fallen out. Huh? Anyway, there we go. So that, is that what you had heard, or did you hear anything more than that?
No, this is exactly what I heard. I thought that was really cool.
I can't
imagine opening up a box and going,
Wow, look at this.
And, say awesome.
Yeah, oh, of course, again, Raiders of the Lost Ark, great movie. Just one of my
soundtrack started, that would have been cool.
Yeah.
Haven't heard from your...